You never realised your house had its own smell until the first time you came back after being away, and it hits you again as you enter the hall. You're sitting at the table now, a Chinese takeaway doled out onto plates. The Christmas tree is where it is every year, 3 feet to the right of the telly. "You got a nice one this year," you say. "It's all right, isn't it?" your mother says. £38, though. Can you believe that? The tree sags, leans a little to the right. The skin under your mother's eyes is sagging too. £38, you say. "You'll need therapy for that." "You want a bit of caterpillar cake?" your mother asks. Her accent sounds odd, exaggerated, the kind you'd get in a tourism advert or a poorly done BBC Wales sitcom. "I think I'll pass," you say. Jezebel was perfect in every way. She was so perfect, she was called Super Duper Jezebel. At school, she was best at everything, and she never picked her nose.
"If you do that, you'll get a long, fat nose like a carrot. I've got a pretty nose."
Jezebel told other children not to do things.
"Sucking your thumb makes your teeth stick out. I never do that, and I've got super teeth."
It was nice being perfect. At school, she wouldn't do anything wrong like the other children who weren't perfect.
"Come on, Jezebel!"
shouted a boy.
"Run!" "You mustn't run. It's against the rules. If you run, your socks will come down. A crocodile has escaped from the zoo!" "Jump!"
"You naughty boy," said the janitor. "You've eaten the best girl in the world."
"I've tasted better,"
said the crocodile.